My guest today on Piano Jazz is Chuck Lavelle, a remarkable pianist, composer, and tree farmer. And he balances his life easily between these two passions in a marvelously relaxed way. And I've seen you do it on TV, Chuck.
Well, thanks, Mary, and it's so, so wonderful to be here on this program with you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you, and it just seems so strange to me that a polite Southern gentleman is one of the Rolling Stones among that raffish group.
Oh, my goodness, Will.
How long have you been there?
20 years now. And, you know, it's hard to hear myself say that. I count it in somewhat by the fact that my youngest daughter was born the first year I was with the Rolling Stones. We were in Spain, in Madrid, when she was born. Of course, my wife was not with me. She was back home in Georgia. But she's now 20 years old, my daughter Ashley. And that's how long I've been with the band.
Amazing. And I read somewhere where you're really the keeper of the music, and you're pretty much in the background, and yet you seem like the boss of the band in a way.
Well, you know, the role with the band for me has evolved over the years. When I first came in, there was a gentleman there named Ian Stewart, and Stu was a marvelous, marvelous man. I think he was probably the reason I got the job in the first place. And for those that may not know, Stu was a piano player, and
yeah. What did he say now about slow tunes?
Oh yeah, his thing was, you know, he didn't like to play slow songs. He'd say, "Don't like slow songs; they're boring." and he didn't like songs that had minor changes in them. "Don't like minor chords; they sound Chinese."
So that was sort of telling you what you better not do, or
well, that was like. Any songs that were ballads or had minor changes, I got to play the piano, you see.
Oh, because he didn't dig that.
That's right. That's right. So he'd play all the kind of rock and boogie things on the piano, and I'd play organ. And then when it came to the ballads and the minors, I'd play the piano.
But it's so strange because they're all a bunch of Brits, and here you are, a handsome Southern gentleman.
Aren't you kind?
Band. It's true, man. Whoa. So I don't know. How did you actually, like, hear? Well, I guess you'd been with other bands, so they already knew of you, because we were with the Allman Brothers.
That's correct, right.
And who else?
Well, let's see. Lots of bands that came through Macon, Georgia, which for a while was a bit of a mecca of Southern rock bands. Bands like Marshall Tucker Band came through. Artists like Bonnie Bramlett recorded there. Charlie Daniels and others. So what happened was, to cut to the chase, some people might know who Bill Graham was. He was a famous promoter of rock and roll.
I know that name.
Right,
sure.
He had the Fillmore East and Fillmore West
right.
clubs
oh.
and ran those clubs. Well, Bill was a big fan of the Allman Brothers Band. And after that band broke up, I had a group called Sea Level for a period of time, and he helped me promote that band. And then I didn't see Bill for a number of years, and he became tour director for the Stones. Mick and Keith wanted to try some new blood in the band, and Bill was kind enough to mention my name. So I came up for an audition, and I got the gig.
And 20 years later, here you are.
Here I am with one of my favorite piano players in the whole wide world.
Well, thank you. But you know, we'd better hear some music. I've got so many things to ask you about your wonderful trees and your estates and other tunes, but I'd love to hear the tune you wrote for your daughter.
Oh, well, thank you.
What's it called?
It's called Song for Amy. It was we have two daughters. I've mentioned Ashley, and yeah. Amy is our eldest daughter. And I wrote this back when we had the group Sea Level. It was originally piano and string quartet, but we'll do it as a solo now.
Okay.
Thank you.
seem to have the best of both worlds. You're working with a top group, and then you get to play your own thing once in a while. And then when you have time off, you go out to your farm, which is, what, 22 acres?
2,200 acres.
2,200 acres. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. And you're right. It's a marvelous, wonderful situation for me. I love playing with the Rolling Stones. It's such an incredible band, for a rock and roll band. You know, they're often referred to as the world's greatest rock and roll band. And I think maybe they are. You know, there's just, you put those four individuals together, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, Ronnie Wood. You know, they're all so passionate about it. They all come from different walks, but they all bring special things to the table. Mick Jagger's got to be the world's greatest front man. Keith Richards, the world's most passionate guitarist. Ronnie Wood's kind of a catalyst, and Charlie brings the swing factor.
It's funny, I read somewhere where they wrote about the combined age of the bands, and you said better they should talk about the combined weight of the because everyone's so in such good shape and skinny. You know.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, that was a Keith Richards quote. They said combined age of whatever it was, 286 years or something. And Keith said, "Yeah, but our average weight is 145, and that's fighting weight." You know.
Yeah, because I mean, when I see them on TV, I can't help but notice that Mick, he must work out every day, or I guess running back and forth like that is exercise in itself. At least I don't have to do that.
No, you and I don't have to worry about
that,
do
we? We don't have to worry about that at all. But anyway, back to the farm. I mean, I guess you can't call it a farm. It's more like a park.
A plantation, we like
plantation,
to call it. Yes.
Yeah, and you call it the what's it called?
It's Charlaine.
Charlaine.
And I'll just tell you quickly how we got that. We were trying to think about how to name it, and my first name, proper name, is Charles, C-H-A-R, and my wife's name is Rose Lane.
Yeah.
So we put the C-H-A-R and the L-A-N-E together, and we call it Charlaine Plantation.
Well, it just looked wonderful, and you must have every kind of tree there.
We have a lot of variety, but, of course, where we are in Georgia, in the center of the state, it's primarily softwoods there, different varieties of pines. We have loblolly pine, slash pine, longleaf pine, shortleaf pine. But we have a variety of oaks, and we have hickories and sycamores, and we have ornamental trees. Of course, the dogwood trees in Georgia are absolutely gorgeous. And
it's fantastic. I've got to get myself invited down there sometime.
Well, you are invited anytime. We'd love to have you there.
Yeah, so, boy, I think you're probably the only musician in the world that has a plantation like this and are doing two careers sort of simultaneously, or making it work so you can do both things.
Well, Marion, you know, when you have a passion for something, and you have a passion for music or a passion for our environment and for ecology, you just want to throw yourself into it. And, you know, the amazing thing to me about my other life in conservation and forestry is that it's sort of like music. The more you learn, the more you realize there is to learn.
Right.
It's fascinating.
I read somewhere or heard, maybe on TV, that you sing as well as play.
Well, a little bit, you know. I have fun singing, but the thing is, Mary, and I wound up with all these bands that have lead singers like Mick Jagger or Eric Clapton, or back in the Allman Brothers, it was Greg Allman and George Harrison. So I don't get a chance to do it much. But if you are going to request that of me.
Well, I just thought it would be a nice idea, and somehow I got the feeling you'd like to sing something.
Well, thank you very much, because I would like to do it. You know, growing up in Alabama, country music was a big influence on me, and I think you recently had Norah Jones on
your show.
And I don't know if she did this song or not, but most people know that on her record she did a Hank Williams song called Cold, Cold Heart.
Yes, right.
She did a marvelous arrangement of it, and so I have an arrangement of a country tune by Hank Williams.
The song is
So Lonesome I Could Cry.
I know that one. Well, have at it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.